My name is Ryota Umemoto. I'm 19 years old. Today is July 12th. And I'm speaking with Mandy, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Shibuya, Tokyo. So the first question is, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Does it necessarily have to be from people abroad or people in Japan?
People abroad, please.
Okay. I would say my English teacher in high school, he taught me, he basically taught me not only the speaking, reading, everything, but also like grammar and how to write like a perfect essay for academic. And also during class when we had nothing to do, he introduced us like some games that are popular in England because he was British. So, and he was also a good friend outside of school class. So whenever I had a problem outside of the class, I talked to him. So I would say my English teacher had a big influence on me in order to keep my life going in the school. So, yeah.
So your English teacher taught you not only English, but also the how to live life. Do you keep in touch with him now?
Sometimes I do.
I
send like some emails, like how I especially when I got into Aoyama, I sent him an email because he was he also wrote me a recommendation letter for entrance exams. So
that's nice. Okay, so next question.
Alright, next question is, can you describe one of your happiest memories in Horan?
I would say hanging out with, since I was in an international school, I met people who are from all around the world, and the happiest moment was that when we gather together and go out at night, have some fun drinking and making friends, and you realize that there's like a lot of different culture mixed up, so that people have different ideas. So sometimes we talk about like politics, and also we also have fun. So like, I was really happy to experience that. So I would say that's my happiest memory.
Oh, cool! So you get several cultural influence from them, and so the question is now. You have some So what is the difference opinions of between your opinion and them opinion, their opinion?
Okay. So in my school and in my country where I lived for 8 years, which is the Netherlands, they are really open to almost It was completely different from Japan. And I would say that when I met with my friends and talk about Japan, for example, in Amsterdam, it's legal to smoke marijuana, but Japan, it's completely prohibited. And when I talked about that with my friends, in Amsterdam, cigarette is more considered a bad thing than marijuana, which is different from Japan. And also, like, drinking, also, like, drinking or the drinking age is 16 in Amsterdam.
Really?
So,
oh, cool.
So people are not, and people are more used to drinking because parents parents let them drink when they're like 14, and it's, they use it as a social, like an SNS, like a social network, so that they can bond with people at the bar. So, but in Japan, it's more like get drunk and get, you know, bad language, but fucked up. So, those kind of stuff. But also, like in politics, Japanese people are more liberal. There are a lot of liberal people. So, but in Europe, there are, I'd say, I met some conservatives, even the far right. So, listening to their argument was interesting, but I didn't lean in to those opinions, but it made me a little conservative. I would say it had an effect on me. So, yeah, those are like the different opinion that I got when I was abroad.
Thank you.
So we move on to next question. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud? Proudest of?
What made me the proudest?
Yes.
I would say when I when I graduated high school, because I used to live in abroad when I was a little kid, but then I moved back to Japan. So during that time, I didn't study English but Japanese, so I completely lost the vocabulary and all the English that I learned. But then I had to go back to Amsterdam with zero knowledge about English. I only had my pronunciation. So the 5 year, the 4 years that I spent during high school was really hard, especially in the beginning. But I get to learn more and more as I stay longer, and I was proud. I was proud that I graduated high school, since I did. I also did the IB, the International Baccalaureate, which is one of the hardest program in the world. So, yeah, I'd say that was my proudest moment.
So you feel like that you have achieved that goal, or you have done your tasks, like. Okay, so next question.
For your great graduate grandchildren listening to this year from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
people.
So it's if you get a grandchildren, what do you want to tell them?
Okay. Grandchildren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or your son is daughter is okay.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't tell them much, but I would definitely make them go abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really important to know what other country looks like, and you have to feel it by your you have to go there in order to understand what they're made of, you know. So I'll talk about like my experiences when I was in high school, but not only that, but I'll try to make them go abroad. So I think, yeah, that's what I'm gonna tell my. I'll tell about my high school experience and all that to my son or grandchildren. But yeah.
So, which country?
I'll say any.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere, but anywhere. But since my granddad and dad used to live in Europe, I would say I also want my son or grandson to go to Europe because it's quite different from the U.S. I would say. I'm not sure because I've never been to the U.S. but there's in Europe there's also people from the U.S. and I'd say you can also I would say you can also learn a lot from going to Europe because there's a lot of country to visit in like sightseeing as well. There's a deep historical background between countries, so I would say it's interesting to go. So, and for me, it was it's I would say it's my hometown, like Amsterdam is my whole hometown. So, I definitely want my kids to visit it.
Yeah. Yeah. From my side, usually Japanese people don't interested in the other countries. So how do you think about it? And do you think our Japanese people is lack of something about international, like something?
International?
International things, right.
Why Japanese people are not interested?
No. Do you think Japanese people should more like interested in other countries or other countries' culture?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because if you're just in Japan, your perspective of thinking something is always limited, I would say.
Yeah.
So and different culture has different perspectives, so I would say like I think you can say that in any area, in every academic. So I would say like going to other getting interested in other country and talk with them would make you more you would have more point, you would understand more point of view in any area, I would say. So they should get interested and talk with people from different nationality.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also, last, next is last question. How would you like to be remembered? Does it make sense?
How do you want to be remembered?
Yeah, how would you like to be remembered?
Or other question is, you are now a 2-year student.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I think you are thinking about your future. So what is your mm-hmm. dream, or what do you want to do in the future?
Mm. Should I answer one of them or both?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is okay.
One of them, okay. Okay, I'll talk about what I want to do in the future. Well, first, when I entered the university, I was planning to, I was planning to work for the United Nations, but I met people that are interesting in the university, and also, outside of the school, I've seen a lot of people doing businesses by themselves or, yeah, so by looking at them, I thought that I changed my mind from United Nations, and now I am thinking either join the startup company in Japan, which might be big, and has opportunity to go outside of Japan, or I'm thinking of Foreign Ministry of Japan. So those are the two that are in my head for the future.
You don't wanna go to a big farm?
Maybe for a couple of years, but I'm not interested in working for the big firms.
Okay. So you think you better experience of working at big farm, but you're not interested in it.
No, I'm not interested in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, thank you for your taking time. This is the end.
And also, I hope that we can have a good relationship in the future as a business person.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you for
thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.